The other part that I would like to see, because there's such a need in the medical fields and in the legal area also, is I would like to see classes offered bilingually or in Spanish, because we have a lot of people that come here from other countries that are professional people with, they may have their degrees, they may be doctors, they may be lawyers, biologists, or lawyers, or some of that, but they can't practice their field here. And in order to do that, they have to start all over again. They would have to do their program from scratch again. And some of them don't have the time, certainly do not have the money to begin here. Some of them are sweeping floors when they were doctors. I've been trying for several years to try to get the medical terminology offered bilingually. I haven't had much success yet. I think we're getting closer. But that by itself would help for people who are working in the offices, who are medical assistants, those that work in the clinics, you know, just the some of the basic, to be able to talk to some of the people that come in. Mm-hmm. It's slowly happening, but again, we need that certification. Mm-hmm. And we need it offered. Those in the English programs want it as well, so that they can have the medical terminology in Spanish, so they can also have that skill, mm-hmm. you know. So it works both ways.
Mm-hmm. When you look back over, are you getting ready to retire? Will you retire soon?
I'm hoping to retire sometime within the 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, within. Okay. Yes.
Well, I'm stepping over, but when you look back on your career here at Lane, what do you think are your biggest contributions? How would you like to, what's your legacy?
What's my legacy? You know, that one's the hardest one for me to answer. I think my legacy basically are the students that actually finished here and went on to become professionals. And they're now our network out there. I think, for me, that's, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's the legacy. That we're now in a new building, that we're now all of the multicultural umbrella are all in the same floor, in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
That also, I think, is really important, because as before, we were like little satellites working independently of one another when we were all finally here. And now we're finally closer together, and we're trying to work closer so that our students are working with one another and closer also with student government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big plus also.
Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed my career here. I've not enjoyed the politics, but
yeah.
I've enjoyed working with the students. That has been my joy, is working
mm-hmm.
with the students. I have looked at progressing, let's say, upward mobility and like this. But then when I realized that it's more paperwork as opposed to working with the students
mm-hmm.
directly, I can't give up the working
mm-hmm.
directly with the students. That, for me, is more fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Are there other things you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked, or areas that we haven't covered?
There's been so much through all these years. We did Fiesta Latina.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we started Fiesta Latina under the bridge, when it first started, actually, it wasn't under the bridge. The same group of people that I've been talking about, we came together and decided that we needed to do something for our community, and we needed our fiesta, like the Cinco de Mayo, only
mm-hmm.
this wasn't just focusing on Cinco de Mayo, because we were so diverse within our community that it had to be a little bit bigger than that. So that's why we called it Fiesta Latina. We started it, there was an area outside of Centro Latino Americano where it's located now. It's on 5th and, it's between Blair and Monroe. And there was a big area in front of Centro. And so our very first year, we closed off 5th Street. And we got permission to do that. And we had our first Fiesta Latina. LCC was involved in it in that I was in the planning. And we were the ones that started the children's section of it. So we were in charge of all the games and the prizes and like that. And we did that for several years. And until we finally were doing too much. So I finally had to back out of that and turn it over to another community member to do the children's thing. I think that was one of our biggest accomplishments mm-hmm. also, because it still exists, it's still happening. Mm-hmm. After we did it for a few years there in that area, we went under the bridge of Washington Jefferson and mm-hmm. and we did it for a long time down below there. But it was also very cold down there mm-hmm. and breezy. And so last year was the first year that they decided that they weren't going to do it anymore in May, because everybody kept mistaking it as Independence Day for Mexico, which it's not. Mm. All it was a small battle in Puebla, in which the indigenous fought off the French and beat them with pretty much like, you know, sticks and stones and like that, and beat them. Not to say that the French didn't conquered them anyway. 3 days later they beat them and they ruled for a number of years. But Independence Day actually is in September 15th. Mm. So it's 15th and 16th is when it's celebrated. So the decision was made to move it over to Springfield and do it at Island Park and do it closer to the 15th, which is actually the Independence Day. And last year was the first time. And that's why it's moved over there. So Fiesta Latina, the times that I've worked close to with my students, and they've awarded me some awards. 1 year I worked a great deal with Native Americans, and they recognized me, and mm-hmm. my Latino students also, and they recognized me, and mm-hmm. I have awards up and yeah. packed away. yeah. Gosh, there's been so much. Our big fiesta that we did, I think it was the first year that President Moscas came. Mm-hmm. His first year, we did our biggest Latino celebration here at LCC, in which we collaborated with U of O, and we brought some mariachis here on campus. We had the mariachis for about 3 hours. They had it for 1 hour. Mm. They were a little upset about that. But anyway, it was a big celebration. And I have those pictures here that eventually you will receive. And Muscus saying hello to everybody. And a lot of the community came. We did it at Bristol Square right underneath mm-hmm. the cafeteria eaves. Everybody sat in the lawn, you know, coming, and it was very hot that day. It got up to 80 degrees. Mm. And it was all day. And people, when they left, they were happy, but they were very sunburned. it was a great day. And then since then, we've been doing Latino celebration here at LCC at different times. Mm. Never as huge as we did it that year. Mm-hmm. It depended on the students how much work they would like to put into it. And that year, they all wanted to do the best that they could and show everybody their culture. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have a lot of that one. Mm-hmm. We continue with that tradition. And now the Latino Student Union has started another tradition. Instead of doing this big Latino celebration, they now want to concentrate doing more of an effort in doing leadership conferences for our high schoolers mm-hmm. and middle schoolers. So last year was the first one that we did. Hopefully this year will be our second, and they will begin doing that next term. They'll begin mm-hmm. with the planning. So some things have changed. And what I would like to see in the center is that the students do a lot more together. The student clubs, international students, and that it opens up a lot more. Mm-hmm. I think we're a good resource for LCC, mm-hmm. you know. And it's not that we're just social. If we weren't here, a lot of our students wouldn't stay. Mm-hmm. They'd be gone because mm-hmm. they need a home base to feel comfortable. And I think that's what we are. Okay. That's it.
Okay. Well, Connie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.